first, we start with Families First Partnership, our monthly check-in. Carolyn Sabin's in. Good morning. How are you?
Just great. How are you, Tanner?
I'm not too bad. Enjoying the start to this day and a Thursday here in May. Let's talk Families First Partnership. Number one, an event later on today that's happening that's coming through Nebraska, or North Platte, I should say, is the Pony Express Ride.
Right. Yes, the Pony Express Ride across Nebraska is a group of Patriot motorcycle riders, and they start in Scotts Bluff area, and they stop in every, I believe they have 12 stops across Nebraska, and in each community where they stop, they are really trying to advocate for children's mental health programs, and they've tasked different communities to get letters of support. So we're pretty excited. We have over 40 letters of support that will be dropped off to Governor Pillen. And that letter of support is saying, you know, please continue to request or push for funding towards children's mental health programs. And honestly, he already has, because he's really supported the mentoring programs for Nebraska. So, you know, he's on board, or it feels like it, you know. So, but anyway, we're pretty excited to have them stop here. And they'll be here for a lunch. And we've got the police escort, which we really appreciate. Yeah. Police and firemen are on board to do that. And another shout out to Jansen Motors here, because the Jansen Group between Holdridge, North Platte, they've sponsored the truck and trailer that are accompanying the group.
Because, oh, very good.
Yeah, they usually need to have someone that brings a trailer along so that, you know, if they need to have supplies that they have for the motorcycle riders, mm-hmm. and there's that support team.
Very good. Well, we got a beautiful day for it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It should be a nice day to ride. Mm-hmm. And I think I read that this is the 16th year that they've done this. Is it always in support of children's mental health?
Or? Yes, okay. It is. Yeah, that is their main focus. And it's really kind of spurred from a group called NAMI. That's the National Alliance for Mental Illness. And the Nebraska chapter has sponsored, or, you know, been part of this effort of the Pony Express Ride. And so once they all get to Lincoln, then there's another great big celebration, and they have a walk, a fundraiser walk, and everything in Lincoln area too. So it's really kind of a bigger thing than just what you see in your own community.
They're going to stop in Ogallala, North Platte, then Gothenburg. They'll go to Kearney today, and then tomorrow, Grand Island, York, Columbus, Norfolk, Fremont. They finish Saturday in Omaha, or start in Omaha, and then go back to Lincoln, as you said. And they'll arrive at the state capitol then at 1:30 to deliver the letters. So that's great. Obviously, a very important cause with children's mental health.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, in children's mental health, we've talked about this before, is always, you know, should be a topic of discussion. That's never going to go away. It's never going to not need support. And certainly, there's going to need to be money thrown behind it. But it's shifted a lot, probably in the last 10, 15 years, to a lot of, you know, it's probably worse than, or I don't know, worse, but there's more things pressuring kids that are making it tougher.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, social media there, and just if kids have not learned to have those coping skills when they're young, then it just gets more difficult, because the pressures continue when you're a teenager, and then, you know, adulthood, that's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, the decision making and prioritizing. And so that's really important to get children's mental health addressed when they're young.
Talking with Carolyn Sabin from Families First Partnership this morning on Mugs in the Morning. So that's going on today, again, at 1:30. Where do they stop? Do you, in town?
They will be stopping at Cody Park.
Oh, very good. Very good. And, yeah. and how big of a entourage is it?
I believe they have between 16 and 20 motorcycle riders here, but then they'll pick up some here.
Oh,
in each city that they have a stop, they end up having more add to the group. So I'm not sure what the number ends up being by the time they get to Lincoln or Omaha, but
probably a good amount.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. That's the Pony Express ride that's going on, and it'll stop again today in North Platte. You also have your collaborative partners. We'll talk about that.
Right. Yeah. Next Tuesday at 1 o'clock, Mid Plains Community College is our collaborative partners meeting. And this is really it's our quarterly meeting, but it's really a follow-up from our service array that was done in February. And in that meeting, we had 50 organizations, but 65 different community leaders that were there providing input about what they saw as the services in our community, what gaps, what needs we have, and any barriers to access for those services. And so we had a lot of great input from that, and the priorities that they as a group decided on were transportation, communication, and identifying gaps. And we've done a lot of work on communication and creating a service directory on the Families First Partnership website. And that's accessible not just on the website, but also through a QR code. And that QR code is now available at some of the city offices.
Okay.
And some of the churches have posters with that QR code. And if you scan the QR code, it gets you right to a template with the crisis numbers. You know, so if you really are in a crisis situation, you need to call the human trafficking hotline, 988, or any of those emergency lines, mm-hmm. domestic violence, and that it shows those crisis lines right away. But the next option you have, if you're in a non-emergency, you can go to the service directory. And we have 60 organizations listed now on the service directory, and they've put up their information, and you can access their websites, or you know, get more information about the contact person for that organization. So it's we're really trying to get that filled out a little bit more, because then we'll roll out a phone app or reactivate our phone app First Link. But it has a community calendar, so you know, you can check everything that's available today. So besides the Pony Express ride today, we've got Smart Recovery at the Connection Shelter, which is an addiction recovery program. The MOPS group is meeting tonight, you know, and there's other things going on. I didn't check the calendar today, but those are two I know are going on. So it just really gives people access to any information about what is going on today, but other services in the community. And I mean, that's really important for people who have hit the wall. You know, they don't know what to do. They've got a problem. And instead of agency hopping, and they've just got to have a starting point. And this directory can be that starting point.
Families First Partnership. Check out the website and check out the directory online. More and more information being added. And yeah, that calendar, there's something going on probably every night.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and if anyone wants to attend that meeting, they can sign up on our website. There's a little pop-up that says community meeting, and you can sign up right there.
Very good. That's Tuesday next week, you said?
Yeah, Tuesday, 1 o'clock at Mid Plains Community College.
Very good. At the 30th there of May. Or 23rd of May.
Right,
sorry.
23rd.
Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Anything else, Carolyn, you'd like to add this morning?
Just a shout out to the first responders. They've chosen Families First as their recipient for their fundraiser game with the North Platte Plainsmen. So that'll be June 30th. And so we're going to be working with law enforcement, you know, trying to drum up a little bit of excitement for that game. It'll be the police against the firemen. So
that'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, and we're trying to pull in some local celebrities. We've got John Hales doing the umping for the game.
That'll be great.
So anyway.
Does John have any experience umping?
Oh, maybe, you know.
Yeah, I could see him being an ump at one point or another in his nighttime. He'll be good no matter what.
Right, yeah. We'll have fun.
That will be fun. Very good. That's June 30th, and the proceeds go to help you guys then, right?
Right. And then the collaborative partners will also decide what goes on with that funding that we receive. That's, you know, that's our signature thing, is we as a staff don't decide what happens to the money. It's our partners who say, this is what we feel is a priority, and this is where we want the funding to be worked through.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. That'll be June 30th again out at Billwood Field. Carolyn, anything else this morning you want to touch on?
Oh, that should do it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. It's good to talk to you as always. And thanks for all your hard work at Families First Partnership. We certainly appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Tanner. Have a great day.
Hey.